Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Rising costs in the plight of families raised again in the Dáil today. And I want you in on this conversation from the off. We're going to play a few clips from the Dáil today in just a few moments. And we'll discuss startling research from Safefood as well, which tells us how much of a struggle it is for families to put healthy food on the table. And not being able to afford healthy food is obviously, it has knock-on effects from education to development. It's a huge problem. So have you noticed the price of healthy food going up where you are? Is it a problem for you and your family? You can let us know to 51551. Because during leaders' questions today, there were tense exchanges between the leader of the opposition, Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald, and the Taoiseach over the spiralling costs of food and energy. Have a listen to this.
What will you do beyond polite encouragement and cosy chats to get these savings passed on to customers? While you fail to act, ordinary people pay the price. We saw the same approach when it came to spiralling food costs. People struggling with grocery bills, needing help urgently. But what did they get from government? A meaningless encounter between government and food retailers while prices continue to soar and families suffer. People can't take any more, Taoiseach. So the time for excuses is over. People need to see costs come down now. So my questions to you, Taoiseach, are these. You say there's price gouging by the big food retailers. What are you doing to end it? You said there would be more than polite encouragement. So what are you actually doing to confront big companies and ensure that prices come
down?
Thank
you, Deputy MacDonald. Taoiseach, please.
You asked what is the government doing about it. Is the government acting? We've had energy credits, €600 for every household to help them with their electricity bills. And also when it comes to difficult cases and hardship cases, and they do happen, and you mentioned one earlier on, exceptional needs payments are available from the Department of Social Protection and their hardship funds in place to avoid scenarios like that. In relation to food, Mr. Coveney and Mr. Richmond are taking the lead on this. The powers that exist lie with the Consumer and Competition Protection Commission. Mr. Coveney is meeting with the Commission in the next few days. Mr. Richmond has already met with the retail sectors, and the powers are there with the Commission to carry out an examination to see if there is price fixing, if there is price signalling, if there is anti-competitive behaviour underway, and the government is very much engaged on those issues in particular.
The government is engaged, says the Taoiseach. Let's see what comes of that. 51551, that was the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, and Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin in the Dáil today. That debate, obviously, that clip this afternoon, the very same day, a new report by Safefood was published, revealing that families are under increasing pressure to buy healthy food. Now, this survey reveals that some households are spending up to a third of their weekly take-home income on food. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Aileen McGlynn, Director of Nutrition with Safefood. Aileen, you're very welcome to the programme. A big result here was the pressure on families on a tight budget to buy healthy food. Give us the detail.
That's right. So we carry out a survey every 2 years, really to monitor how families on low incomes are doing. So these would be households either on state welfare or on minimum wage. And the stat that you quoted there at the beginning was for a family of two adults and a teenager and a primary school child. And, you know, if you have a teenager in the house, that means basically you have an extra adult in the house from the point of view of eating. Mm-hmm. And that is the household type that is most under pressure, spending a full third of their take-home income on food. So you can imagine how little there is for everything else that needs to be paid for.
And has that increased significantly recently, Aileen?
The proportion hasn't increased, but the cost of food has increased for the first time in 14 years, bearing in mind that we did this research in 2022. And since then, food costs have gone up by a startling 16.8%. So if this research was done this year, we would almost certainly find that things were even tighter for households.
So how is it that the proportion that families spend on healthy food hasn't increased? Does that mean that the amount of healthy food people can afford to buy and are buying has gone down, or is it that salaries have gone up? Explain that one to me.
Both. It's a proportion of their income from the point of view of the welfare. So welfare payments have gone up, minimum wage has gone up, and for a long time food prices remained the same. But now food prices have grown exponentially and have been doing so for the last 18 months or so. Mm-hmm. So for the first time, we are seeing a rise. So for the first time in 8 years, we've seen, you know, families under even more pressure, if you like.
Yeah, we've spoken with farmers groups in this program recently, and their dairy prices, for example, went up in recent years. But then those prices have come down because of retail wars in recent weeks. And when I put that to some farmers groups, Aileen, they say, but sure, consumers have been underpaying for healthy food for years in this country, and it's time that everybody started to pay a little bit more, and that retailers as well were tackled on this. What do you say to that, I wonder? Is there anything in the information here that suggests that's correct?
I suppose the jump has been so high in such a short period of time. That's really what puts on pressure. So, for example, milk has gone up by 24% and eggs have gone up by 18%. So as all prices, you know, you mentioned energy at the top of the show as mm-hmm. well, are going up, these very basic foods. So, you know, when we talk about a minimally acceptable healthy food baskets, we're not talking about anything fancy here. We're talking about a mix of foods that meet nutritional criteria, but are also acceptable and include concepts around dignity, like can you afford a packet of biscuits in case somebody comes to the house for a cup of tea? So, you know, we're not talking about anything out of the ordinary here. And it's the idea that the prices have gone up just so dramatically in such a short period of time. That's important.
Okay. And do you have an average basic basket of goods in mind then when you do the survey?
Yeah, we do. So the list of foods is developed by the participants, so all of the different household types, along with nutritionists. So they tell us what they think is acceptable and adequate. And of course, we do a nutritional analysis to go along with that.
Okay.
And it includes that kind of social and psychological aspect. Can you afford to buy a birthday cake for a child? Can you afford a few extras at Christmas? Those kinds of things.
Okay. And then you're talking about the staples like bread and milk, as you say, but a ham and cheese and potatoes and veg and some meat and fish. All the stuff that people would be putting into their baskets, hopefully, that they could afford every week. And it's you say it's starting then the increase in recent times. So what does this suggest to you, Aileen? Or is there anything that jumps out at you in terms of a policy decision or response needed here?
Yeah, I mean, I really think we need to act now to ensure that, you know, we have adequate and healthy food in reach of even the households that are on, you know, have the tightest budgets. I think an emphasis on adequate social welfare payments and minimum wage is really important, particularly in the context of increasing the increasing cost of living. I think the food environment, you know, you talked about the government's pressure on the retail industry. I think those kind of measures are really important. At the moment, you know, most of the special offers in the supermarket are for unhealthy foods. We'd much rather see an emphasis on special offers for healthy food so that people had much better, easier choices, if you like, when they went into the supermarket. And, you know, I've been working in this area for quite a while, and there's probably more work going on to address food poverty across the island of Ireland than I've ever seen before. The Department of Social Protection did publish a mapping of food poverty initiatives last year, and those are anything from dietary guidelines for the preschool sector to free school lunch schemes to Meals on Wheels, social supermarkets, food banks, food waste schemes like Food Cloud that people would be familiar with. And I think an increased emphasis and, you know, and an extended emphasis on funding and supporting that kind of work is really important.
Well, that's a worrying trend. Yeah, go on. Sorry. Yeah,
it is a worrying trend, but I suppose these are the essential parts of the infrastructure for families who, you know, really don't know where to go in terms of where they're going to get their next meal. So, like, it is important in this kind of economic environment, although not ideal. I totally accept that. Mm-hmm. And the last thing, and Safe Food does quite a lot of this work. We have 13 schemes called community food initiatives across the island. And those try to help build people's own capacity in terms of their food skills, their food knowledge, their confidence around food, so that they're better at budgeting and planning, you know, dealing with food waste, so that that brings it to a personal level as well. So there's so much that needs to be done. I've just given you kind of a flavour of the kind of action that needs to be taken.
If those things were done, at least it would be a start. A texter says it's now a regular sight in supermarkets for shoppers to be using the calculator on their phone, and that doesn't surprise anyone. You can text us to 51551. Act now is your advice. Dr. Aileen McGlynn, Director of Nutrition with Safe Food, thank you very much indeed. An awful lot of people worrying about the high cost of food, and it is a wonder, isn't it, that multi-retailers in this country have got away for so long without disclosing their Irish profits. You'd wonder how they got away with that for so long, but that's, and they don't come on programs like this either when asked to justify various prices and various and that element of their profit take. But look, we'll discuss that if they do come on with them. 51551, they're welcome anytime.